Well, good afternoon. It's the Blues Lounge radio show again. My name's Steve Hoare. This is Bradley Stoke Radio. And we've got a great show lined up for you today where we're going to take a look at the Golden Age of Blues through three brand new box sets that have come out featuring Chicago, Detroit, and New York, plus Cincinnati as well. And, so we're going to kick off with the Chicago box set. And the first one up today is the great Sonny Boy Williamson. This is a track called I Know What Love Is All About. Fantastic stuff from Sonny Boy Williamson there. And we're having a look at three box sets today. They're called the Down Home Blues series, and it features the early days of the blues, you know, coming from the electric blues anyway, coming from the 40s, 50s and 60s. And they look at the impact that that the migration from the South had on Detroit and New York and Chicago. And we're starting off with the Chicago box set today. And they've come out on a label called Wiener World, and it's the Down Home Blues set. And it's a definitive collection of blues music. And, as I said, it ranges from the 40s and 50s and 60s. The Chicago box set itself features 41 artists, including the likes of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Jimmy Rogers, and many more. And it's a 5-CD set. It's packaged in a deluxe digipack with an outer slipcase. Features 134 rare tracks, and a lot of them have never actually been released before. And there's also an incredible 88-page book that comes with it, talking about the origins of Chicago music by renowned blues researcher and historian Mike Rowe. Loads of rare photos in these sets, track listings, and full sessionography, and they are absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so we kick off there with Sonny Boy Williamson from 1956, and a great lineup on that track. Willie Dixon on the bass, Fred Below on drums, and Robert Lockwood Jr. and Luther Tucker on the guitars. So it's just such great quality of these box sets. And next track up, we've got Eddie Boyd, and this is a song that went on to become, you know, a real sort of classic. And this is a bit quicker than how most people do it, but this was the original, Eddie Boyd in 5 Long Years.
You know just what I'm talking about. If you're ever been deceived, you know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve to put me out. I got a job in a steel mill, trucking steel like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, went straight home with all my pain. If you've ever been mistreated, you know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve to put me out.
Eddie Boyd there with 5 Long Years from 1952, and that, as I said, it's really gone on to become a classic and been covered by Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy and many more. So kind of just mentioning those four names tells you how you know, those blues legends thought about what they thought about that song. So yeah, anyway, now we move on a year up to 1953, and this is Memphis Minnie and Kissing in the Dark. Kissing in the Dark there from Memphis Binny, and that's another track that's featured on the Chicago box set that we're featuring today. And a little later we got the Detroit and New York box sets coming up. Yeah, Memphis Minnie, she was a blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter whose career lasted from the 1920s right through to the 50s and recorded about 200 songs. And in that time she kind of became a bit of a legend for certainly for a lot of the women in the blues anyway. And great sound to that. I love that. And this reminds me a little bit of the Little Victor, you know, our good friend Little Victor, we play on the show quite a lot. It's kind of got, you know, that I think that's probably the sort of production values when he brought out his deluxe lo-fi album, probably going for that. I would imagine anyway, very reminiscent of that, I think. And that's why I always say, you know, it sounds like he nailed it, really, if that was what he was going for. Anyway, next track up, any of you that are sort of rock fans or used to listen to rock music and were big Van Halen fans, you may remember that on their debut album they featured a half acoustic, half electric, you know, full on sort of Van Halen style track called Ice Cream Man. Well, on the Chicago box set there's actually it's the original track by John Brim. So I thought, yeah, let's throw that one in today, because, you know, a lot of people might know the song, but probably won't recognise it from the original version. This is John Brim and Ice Cream Man.
To keep you cool. Now summertime is here. Need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm past. Cream sandwich, Dixie cup, popsicle, and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Now I cool your little girl. Can't see how that it passed.
John Brim there with Ice Cream Man. Yes, that's one of the many tracks on the Chicago Down Home Blues box set that we're featuring today. And yeah, I mean, again, great information contained in these box sets. You know, as I said, there's an 88-page book with the Chicago 5-CD set, and you know, the information in there and the imagery, the pictures, the, you know, pictures of the labels. It tells you the full sessionographies of when these records were released, and a lot of the music musicians that played on the individual tracks. And yeah, you know, it just covers all that era, and it's fantastic, because you have to imagine, you know, back in the 1940s and slipping into the 50s, but this was a time when they were moving away from the Delta acoustic blues sound, and they were beginning to electrify their instruments. And you know, the guy that is always credited with being the main pioneer of that is, of course, the great Muddy Waters. And again, with Muddy Waters, you know why they say he was a pioneer? He was the first person, or the first sort of band leader, that put together a band that kind of shaped the first sort of modern rock bands, if you like. You know, he had a bass, he had a couple of guitar players, he had a drummer, piano player, and you know, that really was the sort of, he kind of created that blueprint for so many other people followed afterwards. And you know, that's why he's often credited as being the father of rock and roll, because you know, obviously Chuck Berry was a massive Muddy Waters fan, and it was also Muddy Waters that told Chuck Berry, when he was in Chicago for the first time, to go and see Phil and Leonard Chess at Chess Records, and that obviously sparked the deal to get Chuck Berry on his way. But yeah, it was Muddy Waters that did it. So here's one of the early tracks from Muddy Waters. It's called You're Gonna Need My Help.
Drive me way from home, but hey, you gonna need my help, I said. Well, you know I won't have to worry, I have everything coming my way. Come back home tonight. Won't cook me no food, and you say, baby, you treat me right, but hey, you gonna need my help, I said. Well, I won't have to worry, I have everything coming my way. Right this morning. You said, woman, go on, leave me be, but hey, you gonna need my help, I said. Well, I don't have to worry, I have everything coming my way.
Fantastic early sound of Muddy Waters there with You're Gonna Need My Help. And that was the B-side in September of 1950, the B-side to Sad Letter Blues. And yeah, just the sheer energy in that track that, you know, there was probably really nothing that sounded like that at that time. And just absolutely terrific stuff. Absolutely love it. And in this next track, you can see how the times moved on, you know, within 7 years. And Elmore James, again, another of the great pioneers of the Chicago blues sound, and one of the great slide guitar players with electric blues, influenced, well, just about anybody that you know plays slide guitar. They've probably been influenced by Elmore James. This is a track, you may recognise it from our intro music, because Elmore James had a bit of a habit of, choosing this riff, and again, it's why it's became such a, just synonymous with the blues. So, but this isn't Dust My Broom, which we use for the intro music. This is actually Coming Home, Elmore James. Elmore James there from 1957. That was released on the VJ record label. Anyway, we've got our last one coming up from the Chicago box set, Down Home Blues. And this one is the great Otis Spann. And Otis Spann had a great career himself, but he was also known for his great piano playing on so many of Muddy Waters' great, great songs that he put out. But this is a track that was a solo track for Otis Spann. It's called I'm Leaving You, and the fantastic guitar solo at the end, just absolutely brilliant. Check this out. This wonderful stuff. I'm Leaving You. Baby Boy Warren there, and that's the first track from our Look at the Detroit box set, Down Home Blues Detroit Special. And, yeah, again, it's a collection of blues from the Detroit-based musicians of the late 40s and through to the early 60s, and it features 21 artists, including, obviously, John Lee Hooker, Bobo Jenkins, Sam Kelly, Eddie Kirkland, Baby Boy Warren, who we played there, and, you know, just all the people that you would associate with Detroit blues. And it's a 3-CD set, this one. Features 82 tracks, all digitally remastered, with some unissued recordings and others that haven't even been available for decades. There's also a 48-page book, another essay by Mike Rowe, and very rare photographs, track listings, and full sessionographies. And absolutely, again, you know, it's just terrific stuff. And yeah, next track up, it's Bobo Jenkins and Nothing But Love.
Pencil in your pocket and your raise in your hand. Looking
That's Bobo Jenkins there with Nothing But Love. And, that was a 1959 single that was released on the Boxer label. And I found it interesting, actually, reading about Bobo Jenkins. His father, who was a sharecropper in the South, died when he was not even 1 year old. And he grew up with his mother and his uncle. And, again, you know, they had incredibly hard lives. And, these guys, and they were made to work from a very young age. And he actually left home before the age of 12, and he moved up to Memphis, Tennessee, and while there, he actually he had a wife by the age of 14, and that was the first of 10 marriages that he had. So I guess if he's singing about nothing but love, then somewhere along the line he probably learned a thing or two. But first of 10 marriages, you'd have thought we'd have realised after the first one, wouldn't you? anyway, this the next track is it's a version of a song that we played a couple of weeks ago, actually, by Calvin Fraser. We played Lily May version 1, and this was recorded a couple of years later, and it's Lily May version 3.
No, Lily May got any action, just like a Chevrolet. My mind falls on her each and every day. Lily May, Lily May, what evil have I done? I think about you, Lily May, every time I look up at the rising sun. Yes, I know.
Oh, fantastic. That's Calvin Fraser there, and that's another track from the Down Home Blues Detroit box set that we're looking at after the Chicago one now. And a 3-CD set, including a book, and the CD running time on that is 224 minutes. It's just brilliant stuff. And we've got a couple more coming up. Next one is Harvey Hill Jr. and She Fool Me.
She asked me in, said if I would sweep a kitchen and move her furniture around, I could pick up on what she would put down. But she fooled me. Yes, she fooled me. Well, that woman, she fooled me, loving me all the time. I cleared up kitchen, I dust out every crack. I moved that woman's lawn from the front to the back. She promised me a kiss and then she promised me a hug, that if I would clean up kitchen and beat out our dining room rug. But she fooled me. her kid, she said, you may get bold and you may not keep it in. She looked at me and then she sideways smiled. She said, leave, I'll try you for my kid, man, a while. But she proved me. Yes, she proved me. Well, that woman, she proved me, driving me all the time. That lady, she invited me to her home. She told me she didn't have no husband, she was living alone. I asked about a little loving, she told me it was strictly fine. And she said, you gotta have the money, daddy, because I've got the time. I gave her $45 and taking her to be my friend before they could get on the way. Well, her money walked in, didn't she do me? Yes, she do.
Oh, what a great track that is. I love the groove of it. I love the whole sound of it. And I must admit, I'd never heard Harvey Hill Jr. That was, and She Fooled Me. And like it says on these press sheets that come with the CDs that were very kindly supplied to me by Wiener World, there's 21 different artists on there. And a lot of the selections were from players who encompassed into either small combo group recordings, solo players, and some of these guys, you know, they only had actually one or two recordings. You know, they may have just had that one record out, and so a lot of the records that are featured on these box sets, they are actually very rare, or, you know, just haven't been heard for so long. And some of them are actually have been taken from unearthed rare acetate discs. And you know, it's just great that these days we get these compilations come out, and there's such great value for money on these. You know, it really is a three album collection. Down Home Blues from Detroit. Every track is great. You know, this is why I dedicated the whole show to these three box sets, because we've got New York coming up in the next couple of minutes. But the last one from the Detroit box set is Little Sonny and Love Shock.
Every time you kiss me and hold me in your arm, you give me love shock, oh baby, I declare I love you, child. You give me love shock.
Little Sonny there with Love Shock, and that was originally released on the JVB Recording Company label in 1959. Anyway, next up we moved on to the Down Home Blues box set, New York, Cincinnati, and the Northeastern States. And this actually, this box set hasn't actually come out yet. But again, it features, it's out on, I think it's September the 22nd. And it features, again, tracks from the 1940s through to the early 60s. Yeah, it's the third box set in Wiener World's Down Home Blues series that explores the unique regions of a black American blues scene. It's a four CD set, this one, features 110 rare tracks, all digitally remastered, And again, some have never been reissued. Well, since their original release, they've not been reissued. So it includes an 80-page book on the origins of the blues around those areas, New York, Cincinnati, and the northeastern states. And it comes from... it also features an essay by eminent blues writer and scholar Chris Bentley. And again, the rare photos, track listings, and sessionographies are featured on these sets, and it's just absolutely brilliant. And the first track that I've got from the New York box set is Alonzo Scales, and We Just Can't Agree. Alonzo Scales there, We Just Can't Agree, from 1955, and that was on the Wing record label. And that actually featured Sonny Terry from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee on harmonica there. And listening to that, and I'm just thinking, oh, I'm so lucky to be able to do this show, because all week I've just played through these box sets, and I've just absolutely indulged myself in them, and they've just been absolutely fantastic to listen to. And I really have to thank companies like Wiener World that put out these box sets, and they put such tremendous work behind the scenes to compile all this music, and it's just brilliant for people like hopefully you the listeners who enjoy the blues as well, so that really enjoy this stuff. So but I've loved every minute of putting this together. And the next track up, it's called Help Me Find Love by Betty James. Find love. Betty James there with Help Me Find Love. And, yeah, as we've been talking about, this is from the New York and Cincinnati in the Northeastern Territories box set. And one of the artists that I've discovered over the past year of doing this show was a guy called Dr. Gaddy and his orchestra. And I've really taken to this guy's music and really want to sort of like look into him to a lot more of it. But he actually turned up on the New York box set, so I thought, oh, yeah, I've got to play one of his. This is Dr. Gaddy's Blues. Gaddy in his orchestra, and yeah, he was actually born in West Virginia in 1924, but he said he moved to New York in, he went to New York in 1946 just to visit, and he said he was on his way back to the West Coast, but somehow or other he just got hooked on New York, and he ended up living his whole life there and died in the Bronx in 1997 at the age of 73. So, yeah, some great music from him. And as I said, great music on these box sets. Fantastic stuff. So we got one more to play for you. My name's Steve Hoare. This has been the Blues Lounge Radio Show. And up next, it's Guitar Crusher. And I will see you all again next week. This is Guitar Crusher, and I've Got to Know.
You treat me like you do, I gotta know. Stoke Radio.